This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we're doing our big show from Shelby, Montana tomorrow. Yeah, Montana Talks live from Shelby will be at Northtown Drug tomorrow. But we're getting the big show kind of started here a day early. And the reason why is because we've got a great guest now with us on the phone lines. In fact, we just missed him. It would have been great to see him in Shelby this past Friday. Apparently, he was at the annual Shelby Area Chamber of Commerce Chamber Banquet. But don't worry, he'll be back in Shelby later this July because they've got a huge event coming up in July. In fact, that's why we're going to Shelby tomorrow, is because we want to promote that event ahead of time, not just cover it while it's happening, but give you the heads up so you can be there in attendance as well. But yeah, there's a great write-up in the Cut Bank Pioneer Press featuring Dr. Gerard Gibbons, the grandson of legendary boxer Tommy Gibbons, who spoke this past Friday. We've got Dr. Gerard Gibbons now with us right here on Montana Talks. And, yeah, Dr. Gibbons, great to have you on Montana Talks. And I'm sad we just missed you this past Friday.
Aaron, it is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the call and looking forward to having a chat.
50 years ago, you were at the 50th annual celebration of the legendary Dempsey Gibbons boxing match in Shelby, Montana. 40,000 person arena was set up in the small town of Shelby for this boxing match. You were at the celebrations 50 years ago. You're going to be there again for the 100th annual celebrations. How excited are you for this?
This is a special moment. Montana means so much to the Gibbons family for a variety of reasons, starting back with my grandfather arriving there in May of 1923. But in 50 years ago, 1973, it was my first trip out of California, first plane trip. My dad took us to Shelby for the 50th anniversary, and what a joy that was to be in the presence of my father, speaking to the Chamber of Commerce in Shelby at that time. He was, by the way, my father, Tommy Gibbons Jr., was at age 6 years old, was ringside for the fight in 1923.
So you
next to Indian Chief, the Blackfeet Indian Chief, Curly Bear. It's an incredible story. So I heard about it all the while I was growing up.
And apparently there's so many family connections now between the Gibbons family and the great Blackfeet Nation, some incredible history that you're going to be able to share with our listeners and share firsthand with folks as part of these centennial celebrations here coming up later this summer, as well as to kind of paint the picture, describe the scene for what it was like 100 years ago. I guess it's been described as the fight that won't stay dead. Dr. Gerard Gibbons, stand by. We'll come back to you here right after the break here on Montana Talks. He's going to have a big book coming out here very soon as well. Shelby 1923, the Dempsey Gibbons Fight for Glory, and a little Montana town's impossible dream. Yeah, this is just a scene setter, by the way, with Dr. Gibbons. We're going to have him on for a much longer amount of time.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There's a great write-up here, a great preview for Shelby 1923, the Dempsey Gibbons Fight for Glory, and a little Montana town's impossible dream. After the World War and the global pandemic, America's jazz age explodes in 1923, launching always smiling boxing maestro Tommy Gibbons on a Byzantine road to glory that leads to Shelby, Montana, a tiny prairie outpost desperate to put itself on the map by throwing a million-dollar prize fight. And so here, Dr. Gerard Gibbons' grandpa, he goes to Shelby, Montana, to take on the heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey. Dr. Gibbons, you've described this as one of the great American sports stories.
It truly is. It has so much color, so much history. The whole world focuses for this moment in history on this beautiful town of Shelby, Montana. it's really not only is it one of the greatest American sports stories, but it's also one of the greatest American history stories because it tells about the grit and the valor and the perseverance and integrity of the people of a beautiful town in the West. You know, you can't get better than that.
Well, and yeah, and I love that intro, too, where it talks about, hey, we just came out of a war. We just came out of a global pandemic. And look at some of the things that are synonymous here, looking at Shelby 2023 compared to what you were writing about in Shelby 1923. You were telling me as we caught up over the phone yesterday, there's so many family connections now between the Gibbons family and the people in Shelby and the Blackfeet Nation. You know, there's so many Montana connections, so much Montana history that's a part of this story now as well.
It is truly uniquely the family, the Gibbons clan, if you will, is deeply connected in Montana, going back 120 years. It's fascinating. Not only is there a connection between the fight, of course, but that's only secondary to already having a connection with the Great Northern Railroad, which goes through Montana, the whole reason that Shelby's even there. Glacier Park, of course. You can also pay tribute to Great Northern Railroad in that regard. Glacier Park, my parents met, fall in love, are engaged, and ultimately that begets me, thank God. And then this incredible connection with the Blackfeet tribe that, of course, sits just outside the limits of Shelby, and the connection between the tribe itself and the love they have for Tommy Gibbons, which is a fantastic story between the Blackfeet and my grandfather.
It's it's funny. Until recently, I had never really taken up boxing, but it's such an incredible sport, fitness wise and discipline wise, but also to train your mind as much as the physicality of the fight. And there's something about being a warrior, which is I think why so many of our military branches embrace boxing. What was it that brought so much love and connection between your grandfather Tommy Gibson's and the Blackfeet Nation in particular?
Well, because he was recognized as an honest man with integrity, with family. He fought he fought the good fight, as the Indians did. They respected him as a warrior. Matter of fact, they observed him in the hills. They observed him around the arena as he trained. They'd watch from the Sweetgrass Hills as he worked out daily, watching with his family. You know, they're good observers, the best, actually. And then they would gradually keep Curly Bear, who led the great nation, assigned his fleet-footed warriors to run with Tommy for his 10 miles of road work in the hills of the sweet grass. And it's just amazing. In that way, that brought them together with the chief and led to an extraordinary adoption into the tribe. It's an amazing respect, mutual respect, that was showed between my grandfather and the Blackfeet Nation. And, you know, you mentioned something that moment ago I need to go back to. The reason that World War One and the pandemic are relevant is that in this golden age, roughly, 1910 to 1925, it's really the golden age of boxing. Boxing is the really the most popular sport in the world, worldwide. It can be appreciated on the streets by the newsies all the way to the upper echelons of publishing and those who lead businesses. Everybody's into the sport. But the relevance to World War One is boxing plays a big part, matter of fact, the major part, in training soldiers for the war in the trenches of France in World War One. And the Gibbons brothers, specifically, Tommy and his older brother Mike, middleweight, the greatest middleweight of the 20th century, are responsible working with the War Department to train the troops for the trenches of France. They trained 3.5 million soldiers for the war in France, or their fighting styles. So boxing, in many respects, is the reason the United States wins the war. As crazy as it sounds, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it comes down to that fight on the ground. It comes down to those men on the ground. You can have all the fancy equipment and technology you want, but it comes down to the people, for sure.
It was not about airplanes, guns, and tanks. It was about, hand-to-hand combat, bayoneting, which is basically boxing with a blade, in the trenches themselves. That's why it matters.
Well, Dr. Gerard Gibbons, I'm sad we missed you in Shelby this past Friday, but I know our listeners are glad to hear that you're going to be back in July for the big centennial events, and there's going to be a big fight planned in honor of the Dempsey-Gibbons match as well, and a whole host of other events. We're going to hear more about that tomorrow with our live show from Shelby. Look forward to catching up with you more down the road here in the next few weeks, especially when your book comes out, Shelby 1923.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, the timing worked out perfectly. I wasn't sure what exact time Governor Greg Gianforte would be able to join us here in studio. I was thinking maybe closer to 9:30. So, yeah, that's why I thought it'd be great. We could sneak in Dr. Gerard Gibbons there, the grandson of the legendary boxer Tommy Gibbons, and talking about that whole Shelby 1923 boxing match. And, we'll have a great show lined up for you tomorrow.